Well, here's an interesting fact, Robin, as mm-hmm. we get ready for the voting tomorrow. For the first time in a presidential election year, millennials make up the same proportion of the voting age population as baby boomers. Millennials more educated and diverse than previous generations and also more liberal. Joining us now is Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us on Mondays from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And, you know, we often hear that quote, if you're not a liberal at 25, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative at 35, you have no brain. Are young people today liberal in part because they're young?
Yes, absolutely. There are, I think, three big compositional reasons why this millennial generation, which means essentially born somewhere between the early 1980s and late 1990s, why this generation is more liberal. First, as you said, they're young. They don't have a lot of money. People who are young and don't have a lot of money tend to lean left. But there's two other important factors. Second, you mentioned this, they're diverse. And historically, minorities have been to the left of the rest of the country as well. Finally, even the white cohort in this generation is to the left of the rest of the country on a couple key issues: on gay marriage, on immigration, on marijuana, on approval for larger government that takes care of more services. They are notably not to the left on some other issues like gun control and abortion. But in lots of ways, this generation is clearly leaning left compared to the rest of the country and to previous young generations before it.
But do they have loyalty to Democrats? A lot of them, as we've been talking about, are supporting Bernie Sanders, who has been an independent in Congress and says he's a democratic socialist. Do they have loyalty to the Democratic Party?
There's what millennials say, and there's how millennials vote. And this is a generation that I think is anti-establishment, anti-label. It turns out, in fact, Pew found that if you ask them if they're environmentalists, they're the least likely to say, I am an environmentalist, even though their behavior suggests they are the most environmentalist. They're just against the label itself. And this is true as well in politics. They are less likely than older cohorts to say that they identify as Democrats or identify as Republicans. But they voted overwhelmingly for President Obama, more overwhelmingly than any cohort, any group has voted for the Democrat over Republican in a presidential election since 1972. So you can't just look at the polls that say this is a generation that consistently says it's independent. They call themselves independents, but they seem to almost never vote Republican.
And what about whether they ever vote, period? Do they show up to the polls at the same rate of people who are older than them? Because that's been the knock on millennials and young people in general.
I think this is the most important point to make, because this is a generation that obviously leans left, obviously is voting for Bernie Sanders at a 3-to-1, 4-to-1 margin over Hillary Clinton. But it just turns out that this is a generation that I said sort of treats elections the same way they treat Hollywood movies. They only show up for the blockbusters. They only come out once every 4 years if they're inspired by a figure like Barack Obama, the first black president, or Bernie Sanders, potentially the first democratic socialist president. But they don't vote in non-presidential elections. They don't vote in local elections. One study, in fact, found that the median age of voters in a mayoral election is 60 years old. That means born around the time of the second of the Dwight Eisenhower re-election.
Yeah.
This is not the way to create a political movement. You have to vote at the local election, at the local level. You have to vote in off election, so that the liberal or leftist Democrat can sign bills passed by a liberal Congress. And right now, it doesn't seem like they have the same sort of sustained focus to make that happen.
Derek, before I let you go, I have to ask you about another contest that is not political. Last night, I thought because I'm in the Central Time Zone, I'll be able to actually stay awake for the entire Oscar ceremony because it's an hour earlier here. But I could not do it. I still managed to go to sleep before it was over. However, what I saw, wow, what a cultural moment to have Chris Rock addressing the criticism of lack of diversity among the nominees. Just a few seconds, but your thoughts on the Oscars.
Oh, I think this was a cultural moment, and everyone watching knew that Chris Rock absolutely had to handle this head on. And I think that he skewered Hollywood even harder than a lot of people expected. He went right for them, and he was relentless throughout the entire show. So I wasn't surprised, no.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.